not. No. Halleck believed his story would be safe enough with Carrie Rossington, at least until the matter of the gypsies dwindled away a bit in time, 5 years, say, or seven. Meantime, it was this year Halleck was concerned about. At the rate he was going, he would look like a fugitive from a concentration camp before the summer was over. He dressed quickly, went downstairs, and pulled a light jacket out of the closet. "Where are you going?" Heidi asked, coming out of the kitchen. "Out," Halleck said. "I'll be back early." Lita Rossington opened the door and looked at Halleck as if she had never seen him before. The overhead light in the hall behind her caught her gaunt but aristocratic cheekbones, the black hair which was severely pulled back and showing just the first traces of white. No, Halleck thought, not white, silver. Lita's never going to have anything as plebeian as white hair. The lawn green Dior dress, a simple little thing that had probably cost no more than $1,500. Her gaze made him acutely uncomfortable. "Have I lost so much weight? She doesn't even know who I am," he thought. But even with his new paranoia about his personal appearance, he found that hard to believe. His face was gaunter. There were a few new worry lines around his mouth, and there were discolored pouches under his eyes from lack of sleep, but otherwise his face was the same old Billy Halleck face. The ornamental lamp at the other end of the Rossington dooryard, a wrought-iron facsimile of an 1880s New York street lamp, Horchow Collection, $687 plus mailing, cast only a dim wash of light up this far, and he was wearing his jacket. Surely she couldn't see how much weight he'd lost. Or could she? "Lita, it's Bill. Bill Halleck." "Of course it is. Hello, Billy." Still her hand hovered below her chin, half-fisted, touching the skin of her upper throat in a quizzical, pondering gesture. Although her features were incredibly smooth for her 59 years, the facelifts hadn't been able to do much for her neck. The flesh there was loose, not quite wattled. "She's drunk, maybe, or..." He thought of Houston, tidily tucking little Bolivian snowdrifts up his nose. "Drugs? Lita Rossington? Hard to believe of anyone who can bid a two-note trump with a strictly ho-hum hand and then make it good. And on the heels of that, she's scared. Desperate. What's this? And does it tie in somehow with what's happening to me?" That was crazy, of course, and yet he felt an almost frenzied need to know why Lita Rossington's lips were pressed so tight, why, even in the dim light and despite the best cosmetics money could buy, the flesh under her eyes looked almost as baggy and discolored as the flesh under his own, why the hand that was now fiddling at the neckline of her Dior dress was quivering slightly. Billy and Lita Rossington considered each other in utter silence for perhaps 15 seconds, and then spoke at exactly the same time. "Lita, is Carrie... Carrie's not here, Billy. He's..." She stopped. He made a gesture for her to go on. "He's been called back to Minnesota. His sister is very ill." "That's interesting," Halleck said, "since Carrie doesn't have any sisters." She smiled. It was an attempt at the well-bred, pained sort of smile polite people save for those who have been unintentionally rude. It didn't work. It was merely a pulling of the lips, more grimace than smile. "Sister, did I say? All of this has been very trying for me, for us. His brother, I mean, his..." "Lita, Carrie's an only child," Halleck said gently. "We went over our sibs one drunk afternoon in the Hoster lounge. Must have been, 4 years ago. The Hoster burned down not long after. That head shop, the King in Yellow, is there now. My daughter buys her jeans there." He didn't know why he was going on. In some vague way, he supposed it might set her at ease if he did. But now, in the light from the hall and the dimmer light from the wrought-iron yard lamp, he saw the bright track of a single tear running from her right eye almost to the corner of her mouth, and the arc below her left eye glimmered. As he watched, his words tangling in each other and coming to a confused stop. She blinked twice, rapidly, and the tear overflowed. A second bright track appeared on her left cheek. "Go away," she said. "Just go away, Billy, all right? Don't ask questions. I don't want to answer them." Halleck looked at her and saw a certain implacability in her eyes, just below the swimming tears. She had no intention of telling him where Carrie was. And on an impulse he didn't understand either then or later, with absolutely no forethought or idea of gain, he pulled down the zipper of his jacket and held it open, as if flashing her. He heard her gasp of surprise. "Look at me, Lita," he said. "I've lost 70 pounds. Do you hear me? 70 pounds! "That doesn't have anything to do with me," she cried in a low, harsh voice. Her complexion had gone a sick clay color. Spots of rouge stood out on her face like the spots of color on a clown's cheeks. Her eyes looked raw. Her lips had drawn back from her perfectly capped teeth.